We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. This week, we're broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. As we're waiting to see Elliot here coming up in, I don't know, next half hour or so, the Eagles were just speaking upstairs, just looking at some websites and social media. I saw that Jalen was speaking, Brandon was speaking. Not sure about Nick Sirianni, but the Eagles are definitely upstairs from where we are in the media center, having press conferences. So we'll talk to Elliot with what was going on up there coming up, hopefully, in a little bit. But Joe Banner, well, Joe Banner's been very active. I don't know if you've noticed, Ike. But Joe Banner,
the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Exactly right. So on the Adam Schefter podcast, he said that he doesn't believe this will be the only time that these two teams square off in the Super Bowl. And do you have the sound there, Tucker?
Yes.
Or okay, so here's Joe Banner on the podcast. Here it is.
Can you believe the two guys that you hired to play against each other? I said, by the way, I don't think it's going to be the only time they play against each other in a Super Bowl. These teams both have a good enough chance to be back that if we saw a rematch somewhere, it could be 2 years, 5 years from now. But I expect both of the people that are running those teams or the key executives in those teams to still be there. And if they appeared in the Super Bowl against each other again, it wouldn't surprise me at all. That's the way they've built.
All right, so there's Joe Banner. Yeah,
I agree. I said that. I said this could be a new little rivalry that's starting. You know, Pat Mahomes is only 27 years old. Jalen's 24. Pat Mahomes is not going anywhere anytime soon. Quarterbacks play an awful long time in this league today. And so Jalen only being 24, and, you know, it really does boil down to, and he's talking about Brett Veach and Howie Roseman. So he's talking about whether or not those guys have the ability to continue to put talent around these two quarterbacks. And yeah, we know it isn't always perfect, but the one thing about Howie that we should all appreciate, and I think we're starting to learn to appreciate, is that he knows how to pivot. You know, if he can't get it done through the draft, you know, eventually he's going to say, you know what, then we'll go out and take advantage of it and find a player that is coming up off a contract or looking for a new contract, and the team isn't going to pay him, so we may be able to jump in there, give up draft picks to get this guy sooner rather than later. They did it with Slay.
Yep.
They did it with Slay. And they've done it with A.J. Brown.
Yep.
So we've seen them do it with other players. And we know Howie has a propensity to find those guys. And Philadelphia is becoming a more and more an attractive city and destination for people. It's really becoming a great sports town for athletes to want to come and be a part of. And remember, for years when we used to discuss whether or not superstars would want to come here and play, are we too hard on our athletes? Why can't we get this guy? Why can't we get that guy? Well, since then, somehow we managed to get Bryce Harper here. We managed to get Roy Halladay here. We managed to get James Harden here. We've gotten now A.J. Brown to come here. So they managed to get guys come here and play. And I think the new era of sports in this town is being headed by some of the cooler athletes in sports.
Man.
And so I think it makes the city look even better. And that's not to even throw in the sort of the hip-hop sort of community that ties into sports when you think about Meek Mills and Mike Rubin and everything that they're doing and bringing those type of people to the city. It does something when these younger people see Lil Baby sitting there on courtside seat at a Sixers game.
Yeah. Uzi taking the team out.
Uzi bringing the team out to the field. Lil Baby being at the game. All those guys being in suites at the Eagles NFC Championship game.
James Harden, man.
It makes the city look like a happening place.
Yep.
It just does.
And people could say, I could see myself playing there.
Yeah, I could see myself playing there. It's a major sports city, major outlets. It's next to New York. So there's a lot going on with Philadelphia now. Now you're starting to get events here, major events.
2026.
That are going to be here. So it's a great time to be an athlete in this town. So if they can't get it done, I say that to say, if you can't get it done through the draft, being an attractive destination for free agents or potential trade candidates, it helps to have a city that's popping.
Well, tell me if you agree with this. Does it feel like there's been a bigger uptick in, like, talking about how passionate and different the fans are in the last, like, two or three years?
Yeah,
Seems like it's just you've heard more.
A resurgence?
Yeah, like, you hear, like, A.J. Brown come in and talk about he's getting chills thinking about.
Yeah, like.
Bryce, same thing. And the Phillies run, I think, was.
Was it?
Man,
yeah.
It was so huge. It really was.
Yeah, I think A.J. is the most recent example of a guy that came in and was like, wow, this is unbelievable. And not Tennessee and their fan base or whatever. You just know that it's different than being in a town like Philadelphia as far as the Eagles and the attention. And when you're talking about a stud wide receiver, and we've craved that guy since T.O. left, of course he's going to get our best when he comes out, and he sees it.
Well, yeah, and he's taking the time to actually engulf himself in the city's sort of personality. We may call it pandering with some of these guys, but that's what you have to do when you're an outsider. When you're a free agent coming in, you have to care enough to pander a little bit.
And embrace everything that comes with it.
Believe me, let me tell you this. Superstar athletes, it takes something for them to humble themselves, to pander to fans, to get people to like them, as opposed to saying, you should already like me because of who I am and what I've done. So the guys who actually do take the time out to sort of connect, whether you believe it's pandering or sucking up or what have you, don't necessarily look down upon
appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, because there's a lot of these guys that will tell you to thumb their nose up at you and tell you just pay for your ticket and come out and cheer. But here you can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that with these athletes here. And I think it was the Phillies that said something about taking into account whether or not a guy can play here. With these fans and
Pat
Gillick,
when building the team, when he looked at a player, he said, can that guy come out as a free agent and struggle and it won't kill him?
Right.
And
you got to be able to do that.
And you have to look at a northeast quarter city like Philly and what's his personality? Is he going to be a guy that comes out and says, whatever, they're booing me. What I mean? Like, you have to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you don't want that guy who says, I'm going to take on the fan base. Screw what they say.
That's never going to work out.
That's never going to work.
That's never going to work out.
I know.
And I think Bryce is the extreme of the good.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, AJ has embraced every bit of it.
Yeah. And that's what you need. I mean, that's what you need. And I think more and more athletes aren't. And we got on this topic because really it is athletes are attracted to the city versus they aren't attracted to the city. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be here. There is a perception that you don't want to play in Philly.
Tough place to play.
Yeah, that little period of trust the process, along with the Eagles being in a little bit of a downtime for a couple years, even with Chip and the stuff that was coming out around that time.
Man, it wasn't
positive. It wasn't very positive. No. And then the Phillies were going through their tough times. And quite frankly, we were frustrated in fan base. We were frustrated with the lack of any hope.
Yeah, right now things are – it's a great time
right
now.
It's awesome. Yes. But we paid our price. Yeah. We, you know what I mean? Like, we went through that and stuck it out. And now we're seeing the other side. So it's great to see the other side. And I think, Jalen, when you look at the stars of these teams, the faces, quote-unquote, these teams, Jalen, you know, Embiid is a love-hate relationship with fans, not necessarily just here, just on a national standpoint, too. He used to be viewed as funny, but now it's almost like, okay, he's annoying to some fans, but he's our guy. Bryce is a national treasure for people. I think he's the face of baseball, what Mike Trout could never be because he's uncomfortable being what Bryce is with baseball. It's just not his personality. But you got some of the biggest faces in sports right here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Well, and I was just thinking about during that whole thing you just did about, remember, like Danny Green. Talk about how, like, the reputation.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but, like, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's just changed so much from the fan base, like, is this nasty side to it, to what they're actually starting to learn now is that when you do win here, it's insane.
It's incredible.
No, you're right. They've learned, and when.
And now I think it's intoxicating.
But it's also smart because Harden and his camp put on a PR campaign, and the 76ers, they put on a PR campaign to make it look like he wasn't this lazy strip club going guy, like he actually cares about winning. And I mean,
which is important.
Yeah,
that should be discreet. It shouldn't be something that everybody's thinking about when they're thinking about you. You should. You want this town to think you're about hard work and about winning a title. We don't care about your social life and you being in the club. That doesn't impress us.
No. Like,
we don't care about that. We want to make sure you're going to show up to work.
Yep.
By the way, Sunday in New York, I should have known. He's kept with that trend of major cities.
He's very comfortable passing the ball.
Yeah, if he's playing in a major city, yeah, take the under in his tone.
The report is out. If you're looking at it's like a dot.
Until proven otherwise.
Uncanny.
Yeah. And what did he have Sunday? 12 points?
Yeah. But wasn't as aggressive as you've seen recently.
He was dishing, though. He had like 12 assists.
Well, he can't make the All-Star team anymore, so.
Well, that's true.
He was pissed about that.
So he was deflated a little bit.
I mean, but he's also like, I don't need to score tonight because I'm not going to the All-Star game. All right, Yoshi joins us. Yoshi from Brewery Town. How are you, buddy? What's going on? And it's not punching up here. If you could go to it, Tucker.
You got me?
Now I got you. What's up, buddy?
Okay. All right, because I was up here talking all loud like I do.
Tucker was eating a tasty cake back in the studio. I don't know if he was done. Go ahead, Yossi. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, it was me. I'm going to be good. I don't want to say nothing about Tucker. I'm the one to keep putting me on this week. What's up, John? Big Eye Jacket, baby. How y'all doing, man?
Yoshi.
You got it, Yosh. What's up, brother?
When y'all was sitting around talking about what y'all was drinking, I just was thinking about the hangover. I said, John up there drinking them old coffee drinks and that vodka, probably running around, squeezing on his nipples, jumping on tables, Jack over there, what's his name? Sipping on Victory Golden Monkeys or whatever. What's that? Hey, don't trip on
drinking
them
Belgian beer.
Hey, them IPAs get you lit, though, don't they, Jack?
It's a Belgian triple, you big beer nerd.
Yeah, Jack was definitely buzzing pretty good last night.
Always.
You know, when I used to go and out to drink, I used to look, I was like, give me the one that says 15%. I wanted the highest percentage when I was drinking. Hey, and I go with you, baby. At 5:30, I got my slippers on. 5:30. Hey, man, what's name? We the city of brotherly love where they love the haters on the outside. We ain't worried about nobody. And real quick on Andy, man. Andy's presses, they want the best. His clock management, iffy at times, Super Bowl disappointment, through NFC Championship disappointment. But, man, 14 years we had Andy Big Red Reed, man, and 9 times we reached the playoffs. I mean, we were 6-time divisional title holders. We were so relevant during that time. I mean, I want to whoop Andy's butt on Sunday. But watching him embrace Fletch, BG, Kelsey, grabbing that beard last night, I was like, man, that was my dude. I mean, he really was. I mean, it had me a little mushy-mushy for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you are a big softy. Everyone knows
So watching last night, you're saying?
Because
the whole thing last night, I smiled. I thought it was cool.
Me too, John. I watched it. What's now sitting on my wife was like, where are you going to bed? I was like, man, I'm down here having a little moment. What's name looking at these guys? I had to press the record button because, man, during that time, I mean, man, we had Rich Kotite at one time. And then we go and we turbo boost into the future to Andy Reid. I walk around every year. Even after a 6-10 season, I'm still walking around the next season with my chest pumped out. You know what I mean? Because that's what he brought here. I mean, I enjoyed that time. I mean, when Andy and Five came and with the host of characters, Brian Dawkins, Ike Reese, you know, try to all them characters. We felt good in this city this time. And I feel as though it's coming around full circle again, just with a little remix, because people can't stand Nick Sirianni and stuff. What they was getting on Nick last night. What's saying, you know, hey, man, I love where we at. I love where we going. I think how we're setting us up. And people love this thing. I mean, girls All my cousins down south, all out here. Jalen Hurts, can you hook me up with Jalen Hurts? I live in Philadelphia. I don't know Jalen Hurts. I just live in Philadelphia, and he plays for my team. Chill out. Hey, man, I got one more thing to say.
All right.
On Friday, man, I got some heat for you on Friday. I might call in between, but I got some heat on Friday, baby.
And Jack, all right, Yoshi, is it confirmed we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia on Friday?
Pretty sure.
All right. Well, so everybody come out Friday. It's gonna be the biggest pep rally.
And I'll be sitting here by myself.
Jack will be here.
Sitting here by myself.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe trying to grab some interviews or just sitting there by yourself.
Well, most of that.
Mostly that.
Just
yes.
Just kidding. Well, I'll go find Carrot Top.
I mean, listen. People are reacting to the picture I put up from Carrot Top.
Were they aware that he's an Eagles fan?
No, I don't think they
would. Sure, nobody knows that.
Well, one of us is all over the. As someone that holds everyone accountable with their Eagles fandom,
yeah.
I feel like I had to let everyone know that he's.
Well, Carrot Top didn't say it himself.
Well, he married a girl from New Jersey, apparently. Is the connection.
There you go.
I mean, you would still consider that fraudulent if you just.
No, it's 100% fraudulent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And when we have him on, we'll grill him on his Eagles fandom.
Oh, well, listen, I'm still looking around. I don't see where he went. Maybe tomorrow. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us on the other side?
Yeah, he's coming back from listening to the media.
I saw Nick Sirianni speaking not long ago. Elliot Short Parks was right up there. He's going to join us coming up next. Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD. Rip him on the NFL Network.
Very sad. Hyphen on hyphen crime.
Took a shot at Elliot?
Yep.
Oh, we got to get into that on the other side.
Very
disappointing. Hyphen on hyphen crime. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, we all have systems. when we bet. Well, I tell you, I'm blind today for some reason.
Yeah, you're all backwards.
Yeah, I'm backwards. Hey, from picking the perfect upset to combing through injury reports the night before the game. But there's one thing every bettor should include in their system, and that's the responsible gaming tools available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, these tools, they'll help keep your play in check and under control. This is for you, Jack. Tools like time limits so that you don't unknowingly spend more time on the app than you intend to. How about wager limits to help prevent you from betting more than you should? Or, you can even take a timeout. Now, that pauses your account for as long as you may need. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's why I really like the FanDuel app. FanDuel wants every bettor's experience to be about fun and entertainment. So visit FanDuel.com/playwell and make responsible gaming tools a part of your system.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Everybody had questions about Jalen Hurts. Can he be the guy? Is he the guy? All throughout training camp. I actually heard one person say, I read it on Twitter. He said if he doesn't throw 30 touchdowns, then they need to trade him and move on. And they're talking about in training camp.
30 touchdowns.
30 touchdowns in training camp.
That's very right? specific, that right? number.
Well, I don't know who Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about. Actually, we do. He's sitting to the right of me, Ike.
I was going to say, that stat sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's an exclusive stat. You really should have given me credit for that one. Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks is brought to us. You believe that? Look, you've arrived, Elliot.
Trying.
It's brought to us by Bud Light. Join WIP and Bud Light at the Fillmore for the Super Bowl Sunday tailgate. Mike and Merrill synced up for the game. Details at thefillmorephilly.com. Yes, you demanded 30 training camp touchdowns.
I mean, here's what I'll say. people can track every throw for 5 years of practice and then tell me how valid the stats are, right? Ooh. Like, I've been doing this. I know what matters in training camp and what doesn't. I didn't say they should trade him. Like, that's just inaccurate.
He added that to it.
Yeah, he added that to it, which is fine. Look, Jalen had a better year than he did in training camp. That's just a fact. And I actually think what happened is this defense is way better than I anticipated. He went up against the number one passing defense every single day in training camp. That's really what I should have taken into consideration. But – no, yeah, I mean, the stats will be back next year, don't worry.
I don't even think we knew the defense was this good.
No.
Yeah, no, it's a good point that you got to go up against this defense every day.
I mean, he ended up going against the best secondary duo in the NFL, the number one passing defense in the NFL, the number one pass rush in the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that he got where he did was actually ended up being very impressive. And I think he finished with maybe 27 or 28.
Wow.
So,
well, didn't he have a bunch of touchdowns late in camp, like the last day or two?
Well, he did. I remember he did really well against Cleveland in the joint practices. I mean, I have this all on my phone. And then against Miami, I think he had one bad day for sure. I mean, that was their
first day wasn't good.
Yeah, that was their first training camp loss.
Do you think that if he threw 30 passing touchdowns, would he have won MVP? Do you think?
Maybe.
So the fact that he's just 28.
I mean, well, how many did he pass for this year?
22.
Okay. He had 16 last year. So, I mean, he obviously very much improved, but clearly the passing touchdowns didn't go.
So the tweet that Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about, Elliot says, I need 30 passing touchdowns from Jalen Hurts in training camp for me to have any real reason to believe the Eagles can meet expectations this season. And then you said, here's why 30 is the magical number for Hurts based off of 6 years of training camp quarterback stats.
Yeah, I still believe that. I mean, look, I remember in 2017, and this is where it came from, and again, this is the result of watching every practice for 5 years, Carson Wentz had an unbelievable training camp in 2017. He had 30 passing touchdowns in camp that year. I think it might have been 31 or 32, actually. And that year, I remember watching him and saying he was going to have a breakout year. Now, if just being honest, Jalen did not have an outstanding training camp that year. That ended up not mattering, again, because he went up against a great passing defense every day. That was probably what was underrated. But, yeah, Jalen obviously had a great year. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you, going into next year, I'm going to want to see 30 passing touchdowns again because I know what a great training camp looks like, and I'm not going to change my opinion just based off the fact Jalen had an outstanding year this year, not a great camp. Like, it is what it is. Nothing wrong with Jalen at all. Jalen had a great year.
You're saying it's not an absolute stat. It's a highly probable stat where he plays an indicator. As well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bar. Basically, what it's saying is I wanted to see Jalen be as good as Carson was in training camp the year. And he wasn't, but clearly Jalen ended up having a better year this year than Carson did in 2017, at least, you know, with the injury, before the injury and everything. So.
Yeah. Well, I'd actually say their seasons were kind of comparable.
Yeah.
He had a better completion percentage.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, Jalen passed the ball amazing this year. He was much, much improved. And ultimately, that's what I wanted to see in camp. I didn't think he was as good in camp as he was in the regular season. But, you know, the fact that he's even talking about the stat Super Bowl week is a
it's a
feather in your cap.
It's a win for me.
Yeah, I'm
just looking forward to when every team has somebody tracking training.
Well, I mean, Elliot, seriously, I look every day. I'm looking for your practice report and what the stats were and everything.
Appreciate it. Just trying to be a trendsetter.
Listen, man, this is your thing.
You're the PFF.
Yeah, I'm the PFF of training camps. Yeah, that'll be my thing.
Nick Sirianni's asking for the stats from the training camp and things like that. All right, you were just Eagles just had their press conferences. First of all, who spoke?
So Nick Sirianni obviously spoke, and then it was Jalen, Devontae, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, T.J. Edwards, James Bradbury.
So a bunch of people.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I think all the captains.
What is the what is your biggest takeaway or what is those most notable from what you heard?
I mean, look, at this point, they've been talking about the game for 2 weeks. We've talked to them multiple times since they played. So no one really said anything extremely new and noteworthy. Nick Sirianni talked about how they're really trying to keep things as close as they can this week to how it would be in the NovaCare. He even made a kind of a joke saying that his family arrives today, but he probably won't see them till Thursday because he doesn't normally see them on Tuesday and Wednesday night back at home. So they are really trying to kind of keep the same schedule that they did in Philadelphia. In terms of the players, Lane talked about the Chiefs pass rush, said that one thing that stands out is the depth there. You know, you think after playing San Francisco, it was really just Bosa you had to worry about.
Right.
They have more players that you have to worry about. Darius Slay said that if you look at the Chiefs offense, they have a lot of great players, but he said, you know, the Eagles have a lot of great players on defense too. So nothing super crazy, but once again, I think just a team being around them, listening to them talk, like they're a confident team. I don't sense that they're afraid of the moment. They're not acting any differently than they have all year when they have press conferences. So seems like they feel good, you know, only a few days out.
Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more. Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Mark's-Jewelers.com for details. Elliot, we were asking people if a win over Andy Reid would make this any sweeter, based on it being Andy Reid and his history here. And conversely, would it sting a little bit more if Andy Reid beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl? How do you feel about that?
I don't think so. I mean, it's been a long time. I know for me, at least when I look back at Andy's time here, I think about it for all the wins, all the deep playoff runs. I don't really resent Andy or view it as a failure because they didn't win a Super Bowl. I think Andy oversaw arguably the best stretch of Eagles football in franchise history. And look, we might be beginning to be on another one if they win this Super Bowl with where this roster is at. So I think if they beat Andy, I don't think it'll bring me any joy to see Andy fail in the big game and vice versa. So to me, I think it's a good storyline, but ultimately I don't think it adds anything, for me at least, in the game. And frankly, I don't really think it does with the players either, based off how they've talked about it.
Yeah, the only three players here who have any type of relationship with Andy are the guys that he drafted here. The rest of the guys don't have any sort of connection to Coach Reid. I don't think we have any former Chiefs on the team that played for Andy, so you don't have any players here that feel any type of extra motivation towards Andy as far as winning this game. These guys want to win their first title. You know, we talk about what the win would mean and over Andy Reid and what it would mean and what it would mean to the Eagles having two. The one person I think it does add to are the two guys that are Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. I think for Jeffrey Lurie particularly, he's owned this team since what, 94, 95?
94.
And so it's been the most consistent, from a winning standpoint, era of Eagles football. But we only have one trophy show for it. And I guarantee you there's an empty feeling there. While you certainly are happy you have the one, so you can finally say we did it, but he's always known he's had a championship organization from the way that they run things and the way that they do things. So to add more of those trophies to the organization, it really further cements and validates his ownership of running a program, an organization that is top-notch. He's always wanted to be considered in that class of San Francisco under Bill Walsh and under Eddie DeBartolo with Carmen Policy as the GM, like that era of 49er football that reigned for 2.5 decades seemingly. Then you see what the Patriots were able to do. He's always admired the Steelers for what they did in the 70s and a model of consistency. So he's always viewed his organization as one of those types of organizations. We just didn't bring enough of the hardware home to validate that. But everything else is already there in place. The ability to hire coaches, faces of the franchise, the consistency, having a module and a blueprint for how you manage your salary cap.
They've been ahead of all those things.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
sports science, analytics. They got in on that. Analytics, all that stuff they've always viewed themselves as, but don't get enough credit because we haven't hoisted up those trophies enough for people to really look at the Eagles in that light as a championship organization. Like, we don't necessarily get that. We get a good organization, always been, never really a terrible organization. But when you're talking about the championship organization, you got to have multiple titles.
You're just missing the championships.
You're missing multiple
if
titles.
If you think about it, since they hired Andy back in, 2000 or
99.
There's probably only, I don't know, maybe two or three organizations that you would say have had a better run, right? I mean, the Giants won two Super Bowls, but the Giants have also been trash 80% of the seasons they played, right? Whereas the Eagles, if you look at wins, playoff wins, all those things, they stack up right up with everybody else. But the other thing with Andy, if you think back to his time here, like, what makes this 2022 team special? I think they have a great offensive line, a great defensive line, they prioritize the passing game, and they have great coaching staff. What did Andy bring to the organization, right? He prioritized the offensive line. He prioritized the defensive line. He came in as a quarterback's coach and taught Jeffrey that the passing game and the offense is how you win in the NFL. And he had an outstanding staff, right? So I think what makes the Eagles great is, look, it's awesome that they have Devontae and AJ in these corners. Like, they're great players. They're difference-making players. But the backbone of the franchise, of what makes Jeffrey Lurie a great owner, is he prioritizes those four things in addition to the quarterback. And I think he learned all that from Andy.
I agree. I think when if we're able to add another trophy, I just think it just now you can start looking at the Philadelphia Eagles not as the only team in the NFC East that didn't have a Super Bowl, the team that always get there but break your heart in the end, they're going to find a way to lose it or what have you. I think now you can start looking at, and especially at how it's done. You won with the backup quarterback. Think about that. Mm-hmm. You would have won. You drafted Wentz in 2016. You drafted Carson Wentz in 2016 with the number 2 overall pick. If I'd have told you, within a 7-year span, you'll go to 2 Super Bowls, possibly win 2 of them, with 2 different coaches and 2 different quarterbacks. That's not Carson Wentz.
I mean, if you would have told me in 2017 they were going to win 2 Super Bowls, I'd have been like, well, yeah, that makes sense because Carson's awesome.
Right.
But then, obviously, that fell apart. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable, and you got to give them a lot of credit for being able to put together 2 rosters, 2 head coaches that weren't at the top of people's list and still go out and be where they are as an organization. Like, that's not, man, we've seen organizations flounder for years when they make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, how long do you think it's going to take for Houston to get out from that Deshaun Watson stuff?
Well,
not a year.
You traded him. Now you're starting over. How long is that going to take? You've had 3 coaches now.
In 3 years, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, also, if you think about it, if you view the post-Super Bowl era, like after 2017, and you think about it, I think most of us will say, oh, it didn't really go well. Like that, it was kind of a disaster after. They were in the playoffs the 2 years after that. They're franchises that would kill to go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, let alone the second year they won a playoff game and almost made it back to the conference finals.
Really, it was just 2020.
That was a bad year. It really was.
And they bounced back right away.
Yep.
Right away. I mean, I remember when they were 2-5, and Nick talked about this a little bit today, that, you know, when they were 2-5, how he had to look at it and say, you know, we don't have to win 8 games in a row. We've got to focus on next week and next week. But if you look at when they were 2-5, there were stats and talking about, like, oh, they're with the Jets now in terms of losses and things like that. And they immediately bounced back from that. And to bring it back to Andy, I do think it's because Jeffrey Lurie, as an owner, has a foundation of the right values, and Andy brought that in terms of how he builds the team.
Yeah. All right, we'll hit a couple phone calls coming up right after we hear from Mike Reese.
All right, fellas, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas are so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now, Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE. That's N-U-D-E. And save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
All right. Let's go to Chris. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Don't forget to tell them that.
What's that promo?
That's definitely what you want to bring up, you know?
Yep.
My guy Ike sent me here.
Yeah. Go to your wife. You hand her the naturally new pajamas.
Compliments of Ike.
Compliments of Ike. Ike reset these to you, honey.
Yeah. Think about Ike whenever you have him on.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Uh-oh. Did you see?
Might help some of y'all out.
Did you see Carrot Top was here not long ago?
Don't think about him.
Comedian Carrot Top.
I've seen him at a few Super Bowls.
Promo code Carrot. You have?
He's something to be seen.
Is he still a kid? Because Jack claims he's not a comedian anymore.
I don't even know what he does.
He has a residency in Las Vegas.
Okay, I just remember him being in movies when I was younger.
Yeah, he was. He was a box office star.
Box office?
I don't know about star.
Who's going to see Carrot Top in 2023?
You should go tell him that.
Yeah, but kick your ass.
I don't think he's going to be coming on the show after.
Well, he does look huge. I will say that.
Yeah.
But why is a comedian need to be jacked? That's my other question.
His name's Carrot Top.
Yeah, that was part of his stick. He wasn't always jacked.
Yeah, he was skinny.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere with that one.
Yeah. A cycle will do that to you.
Yeah, change his look.
Why is no one talking about that for performance enhancing drugs?
Well, I mean, listen, we could get him on and question him.
Want to do a steroid debate?
Let's do it. Does it make him less funny because he's on Maybe, maybe not.
Twitter poll.
I don't know if he's ever funny.
No.
Could Jack beat Carrot?
I don't
top
either.
Of the fight?
I don't know.
Could I beat Carrot Top?
Yeah,
of the fight?
Yeah, that'd be a good Twitter poll.
How's that for a radio row story?
I'm gonna say no with that one.
Yeah,
I couldn't beat anyone.
Yeah,
never.
You don't have the will.
Give yourself
to
a
do
chance.
It.
Give yourself a chance, Jack. Don't well, say
I
yourself short.
I almost had to save you the other night.
Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Chris, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Well, what's going on, Code Dude? Oh, boy, what sweet, sweet joy.
Yeah.
Just tell them you got it from Ike, and you'll go to the boom, boom, boom.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. Right. You can put your face in that very special place.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, there you go.
What's
oh,
up,
I always got to get a little off whack.
Yeah, I was
man.
Getting one in there, yes.
Yeah, I always got to get a sneaker in there on them. Yeah, yeah. Who was the total fraud of all frauds about this city, man? Bragger. When you guys were talking about how...
Seems
how
an appropriate time to bring him up.
I mean, my God, you look at Hurts, you look at Rager, you go, strong as will and polished turd. It's just amazing that when you can have talent, well, like you played in college, none of us did.
Well,
and you saw
I
so
did.
Much talent. You saw so much talent in college, but they didn't have it inside to make it in the NFL. Because you have to be you just have to be. Forget about being physically tough. You can get by if you're half lazy, but if you're not mentally tough, that league will eat you alive. Especially this.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that though. Like, I think Rager's biggest problem is he just wasn't very good. Like, the mental stuff, I agree.
Dude,
like, it's important, but I'm saying Rager just wasn't a good
route runner.
But did he have enough talent?
Natural talent.
No, that's
played,
what I'm saying.
But you could say he maybe shouldn't have been a first round pick, but he has NFL talent. Yeah, he has NFL
Dude,
talent.
Yeah, to get drafted, but I think you've seen now. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he would think about this. My man was on Twitter more than he was catching passes. Digging into the fans and the people, man.
Jalen, after the NFC Championship game, brought up that no one wanted him here initially. I mean, like, we pick and choose what things bother us. Ultimately, Rager's not here because he was not good enough. Jalen is an outstanding player, right? We talk so much about Jalen's personality and his will and all that's super important. Jalen's best quality is he's a really good football player. Like, he has a ton of talent, right? So I think that's the biggest difference between Rager and Hurts.
Just,
not so
I'm
much
just,
their personalities.
I'm just glad the kid's gone. Hey, Jack, bourbon,
yes.
Cheetos, Yingling, man. No seltzers.
All mixed
no
together?
IPAs. yes, all of them together, man. When you come back, come over to my
you
shop.
You want Jack
man.
On the show tomorrow, or you want him throwing up
on
it? Oh,
come
tomorrow.
On, man. I do them every Friday at 5, man. Two a piece.
Yeah, Jack doesn't even drink liquor, though, so I don't know if doing the
I just think if Jonathan Gannon, if Gannon can figure out a way, anyway, I don't lie, cheat, or steal any way to stop the tight end over the middle stuff. I have the same score as you, like 27-23, and I just think we're going to run them. Only three teams attempted 30 rushing attacks on them, and they all had over 110 yards. We rushed the ball 35, 40 yards, 40 times. We'll have 170 yards rushing all day long. And good sit man. Back tonight, boys. I don't know if you can watch it out tonight out there, but tonight's a big game. We're two back in the loss column. Against the Celtics, it's going to be phenomenal.
That's got to be on ESPN, right?
Yeah, I think it's a national game.
Yeah, it's got to be a nationally televised game.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Sixers Celtics? Yeah. That's
what's the line on that game, Jack? Have you investigated the...
I told you. We don't do spreads anymore, Scotty Marks. We are strictly player props, guys. I mean, I think it's...
It's the winning formula.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's see. I have it as...
Even though somebody came up short 1 point again last night, as they normally do.
Is it not till tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's Wednesday night.
I was going to say, I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually thought it was Wednesday sitting here.
Yeah,
it
looks
like
someone
it's Tuesday.
Looks like someone was enjoying the bourbon, whiskey.
Yeah, his drink combo.
Oh, it's tomorrow night?
Yeah, because normally they play Tuesday night.
Yeah, NBA's going on Tuesdays.
Yeah, so it's games tomorrow night.
And they haven't played since Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that game, though. I think the Celtics really started out, obviously, as one of the best teams in the league, and they still have a better record than the Sixers. But the Sixers have been just as good as the Celtics have over the last month of the season. So this is a really good measuring bar for them.
Yeah.
Clapperhands podcast.
I didn't like the fact they gave away those two games. They gave away the game against
Orlando and New York.
And then New York, yeah.
Well, especially if they have a really tough schedule coming up.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to win these easy games. You know, you got to put those in the W column because you know you're gonna be fighting for that number one seed.
Yeah.
And you want to stay away from Milwaukee in the second round. You only want to have to face one of Milwaukee or Boston.
Yeah,
not
you don't want them
in
the second.
Right.
No,
right.
No. You'd rather have them. I mean, Boston can come back to the pack. We still got about 30-plus games to go.
Well, they're only two games back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you still got 30-plus games to go. So.
And you figure once the Sixers have Durant, then they'll really take off.
Well, then I'm not worried about the record.
Then you're not worried about anybody except just staying healthy and, you know, sweeping your way to the finals.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, LeBron breaks the record tonight. Ron, he's breaking the record tonight.
Did you see the story?
How many points away is he?
36.
He's been practicing his Kareem hook shot because he wants to think about how he wants to break the record.
I was talking about this last
week. I
knew
you would like that. Yeah,
he needs a trick shot.
Trick shot, to beat the trick shot artist.
Well, and you know what? I won't be hard on Bron with this one because he's going to break the record, so it's not about that. Now it's about how he's going to break
gonna
it.
Do it.
How he's going to do it.
And he'll say it's a, you know –
it's a tribute. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we know he doesn't shoot a hook shot.
Right,
so.
He's not Ben Simmons.
So I won't give him a hard time on that one. That's trying to pay tribute to the guy whose record he's breaking. So if he wants to do it with a hook shot, I don't know how many attempts that's going to take.
I was going to say, there's only four or five possessions in a row of him just.
We're watching hook shots for four straight possessions.
The Lakers suck anyway.
I feel like we're watching this.
Right, he doesn't care.
He'll try it once, and then I think he'll go back to it.
But he got listen, these games, his next two games are going to be on national TV.
Yeah, they will.
They've already picked him up, so they want to do this live. Thank God we'll be at the media party, so we won't have to watch this
watch the
nonsense.
Lakers get smacked in the LeBron score.
Well, I mean, it's. They probably playing on OKC.
OKC.
They'll probably win tonight.
Yeah. I would hope so. I mean, the Thunder. Well, the Thunder.
Well, here's the other thing. Does he break it on tonight and they lose? That would be the LeBron thing.
That'd be good for the Lakers.
That would be the LeBron thing.
And then after the game, he has to pretend like, well, it just sucks to do it on that. We lost. Like, deep down, he doesn't really care at that point.
Man, you know he doesn't care.
He'll have 34 points because if he needs 36, he'll get 34.
He'll just stop and say the third game they're going to win.
If they're going to lose. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to be – I'm glad I'm not I won't be in the room to watch this live because it would be painful. It would be painful trying to watch them manipulate the game to where this is perfect for him to break the record.
Right. Well, especially when he's a point away. Like the whole – everybody in this
he's not going to do
players,
it from the foul line. He'll miss that.
He already said he doesn't want to do it at the foul line.
Yeah, so they won't be calling fouls.
Would he intentionally miss free throws late in a close game?
Yes.
No, not in a close game.
Yeah.
No.
Does he pull up for a three or does he go with the dunk? He wants the dunk.
The dunk. You want the image. You want the image of, you know.
Well, and that's what his thing is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
dunk.
It's
power
classic.
Dunk. Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Elliot's thoughts on opening night last night.
You were there with us. Yeah, you guys were there.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll get your impression.
I'm trying to think of something interesting.
Well, I mean, you were. We talked
about our experience.
Yeah. And you guys got to go have dinner, and I had to.
Yeah, you were
exhausted. Stay and listen to the Chiefs talk for a little bit.
We had a good dinner.
It was good dinner.
Sounds
too.
Oh, it was great time. Even better.
I saw you guys. You guys took a group picture.
Jack and I both got meatloaf.
We did order the same thing.
I was looking at the menu, and had I been, that's what I was thinking again.
It was even better than I thought it was going to be. Well, it was so
good. It was a great time.
Right down the street.
Right across from the Suns.
Yeah, I have some Chiefs takeaways if you want after this.
No, that's all right. Mad Mike's also on the line. We haven't heard from Mad Mike.
Mad Mike calling up Super Bowl week.
I wonder who he's picking.
He's probably excited.
Oh, he's definitely taking the Chiefs.
There's finally a team he can pick him against.
All right, so I think this is where we put Mad Mike to the test.
Well, he probably hates Andy more than
you think.
I think he hates it.
No, I bet he's pro Andy.
I bet he's pro Andy.
Yeah. Would he root against
back when the organization was good, not these frauds now?
There's no way he was positive on Andy 15 years ago. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Jack's Engineering live in Phoenix.
He is.
Elliot Shore Parks. Well,
working hard.
Are you doing a top 5 at 5?
Oh, yeah. Top 5 at 5 is coming up next with Jack.
Perfect.
What's in store today?
Top 3 at 3.
Can't wait. That's coming up next. Big 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk to you after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WFP. Hey, listen, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with 4 or more legs. And if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just opt into this promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game, including team and player props. So go ahead and take your favorite NBA star to score big, the home team to cover, and the over in points. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one-game parlay wager of four legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back in free or in bonus bets if you miss one of the legs. BetMGM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.